Patrick Sasser. We're talking about Toll Plan 3.0. So first, this is what kills me. So first there were trucks only tolls.
That's right.
Okay.
That was number one.
Yeah, that was number one. That was 1.0. And
yep.
Then 2.0, if you remember this one, that he switched it soon after he got elected to tolls for all vehicles. So when he's campaigning, it's trucks only. Okay, he gets some people on board for that. And then as soon as he gets elected, tolls for all vehicles. Now, we appear to be on the verge of plan number three, because our governor said he's almost ready to roll out a revised transportation improvement plan.
Yep.
For the state.
You bet.
So speaking to a sold-out crowd at Bridgeport Regional Business Council luncheon back on Monday, Governor Ned Lamont said that his new plan will address the state's worst traffic choke points. There's a quote from him. "We have a user fee that pays for major construction on choke points that are really slowing up transportation. Knowing that some of the major choke points on I-95 are in the Park City, the governor's revised plan sounded good to business leaders on Monday." So he went on to say, "We have a dozen choke points that really slow up transportation, especially on our highways. We fix those choke points. I can save you 20 minutes on your commute each way." It almost sounds like a Geico commercial. Instead of saving 15% on your car insurance,
yeah,
he's going to save you 20 minutes on your car drive into work every morning.
Yep.
So let's bring in our first guest this morning. He is, we've had him on before.
He's a good one.
He's from No Toll CT.
That's right.
It's Patrick Sasser. Patrick, good morning to you.
Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Good morning, Gary. Thank you for having me on again.
No, it's our pleasure. Thanks for being on.
Here
with
we
us.
Go again.
I know. He's like the little engine that could. He just doesn't give up.
I know.
Well, for his tenacity, I mean, I admire his tenacity. I don't appreciate, you know, what he's using it for.
Exactly.
Well,
he put a lot into this when he was running, and when he got elected, he made it very clear that his governorship was going to hinge on this, on tolls. And he made it clear that this was like his number one thing. So he's given it all he's got. But the bottom line is the people of Connecticut are speaking out loud and clear. This is not the direction we want to see our state go in.
Patrick, were you at that luncheon that I just mentioned about where Governor Lamont gave this speech?
I was not, but apparently, you know, he was in front of a crowd of friendlies, and, you know, yeah. he just as you said before, he, you know, he no longer uses the word tolls, by the way. It's now just referred to as user fees.
User fees.
You know, so the T word apparently in his new strategy has been removed, and now it's just user fees.
Yeah.
So lipstick on a pig, you know, like we're stupid and we don't realize what that means.
Well, I mean, listen, a tax by any other name is still a tax.
Exactly, exactly. So we're anxious to see what his new plan really is. The rumors I'm hearing and what I'm seeing is there's anywhere from 16 to 20 tolls going up. So as you remember, let's go back in history a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The study that we all paid millions of dollars for.
10 million.
For 82 toll gantries.
That's right.
Then the governor knocked it down to 50 toll gantries. Now we're down to around 20 toll gantries when he comes out with this new plan. But if you remember, it was all about collecting $100 billion a year. It was all about congestion tolling and trying to get forced cars off the highway onto our secondary roadways.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden it's about, oh, we're going to use that money on bridges and choke points. So, you know, they keep changing the narrative to hope that we're all asleep at the wheel so that once they can get one toll put up, that will just open the door for them to continue to put more and more and more. Because this state and Hartford have nothing but a spending problem. They will take these tolls, they will take that toll money, and they will spend and spend and spend.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, Patrick, I've witnessed firsthand with my own eyes during my two terms in the legislature where money that had specifically been allocated for the transportation fund gets swiped.
Correct. And it's happened. It happened again. $171 million were diverted before it went to the special transportation fund.
And they say, but it was never in the special transportation fund. It was it was intended to go there, folks. You know,
exactly.
You just preempted it from even hitting the special transportation fund.
And that's what really upsets me when, you know, people say to me, well, we need the money, we need the revenue. No, the revenue is there.
It's there.
When people say, well, the borrowing, it's not a good idea, we shouldn't borrow money. Look, we all need to borrow money in our life, when we buy homes, when we do things, when
sure.
we buy a car.
Right.
You know, and you do it responsibly. You do it with a plan, knowing that you can pay it back. So I hope what Governor Lamont comes out with this prioritizing some of these projects. So let's look at what really needs to get fixed in Connecticut. Let's borrow that money. Let's use the money that we already pay in taxes to pay back those low-interest loans. But let's not just borrow money because, oh, my God, it's free money. Nothing is free. Same thing they're going to realize with this free college stuff that they're pushing now. Nothing in life is free. Someone's paying for it.
Yeah. You and I are paying for it.
Exactly.
It's sad. I mean, well, again... here we go, and I think it's going to be the same thing that we fought before.
I agree, Brad. I agree. Yeah. And listen, like, you guys have been tremendous. Your listeners have been tremendous. But I have to ask, if there are listeners out there, and you're sick and tired of the way the direction that Connecticut is going in, you want to help, you want to get involved, we are still collecting petitions on our website at notollsct.org. We're selling T-shirts, we're selling lawn signs, we're trying to raise some money to continue on this fight. So people can talk and complain at work and complain at home and, you know, this state's out of control, I'm tired of this, blah, blah, blah. This is your opportunity where we can all band together. Take a moment. I don't care if it takes you a minute to get on a website and put your name on there. We're close to now gathering another 20,000 signatures that we're going to bring to the governor.
Oh.
We're going to continue doing this, and this is how we're going to, you know, win this battle. And remember, next year these officials are all up for re-election. Your
That's
state
right.
senators, your state representatives.
You got that right.
So if we can hold them off and remind them that if you vote for Tolls, you will lose at the polls. And that goes for Democrats. That goes for Republicans. You know, we're going to remind them all.
Patrick, I got a couple of questions for you here. All right. The 20 tolling gantries that he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where these locations are?
I don't. But when he talks about choke points...
Yeah, do you know where all these choke points are?
Yeah, I mean, most choke points, I think, are probably down here in Fairfield County. So I don't know, you know, there's other parts of the state where there's not a traffic issue. So I don't know what he plans to do with where he's putting them. And if he's still looking for that billion-dollar revenue, well, you can guarantee that these tolls are not going to cost, you know... 50 cents to go through them.
Well, right. And here's my fear, Patrick. Here's my fear is that the people who were on the fence or slightly towards no tolls because of the amount of tolls that were originally going to be implemented, now, after hearing that there will be 20, which is a far cry from the 82 earlier this year, and the 78... that when I was in the legislature that we kept hearing over and over. At first we heard it was 76, 78, whatever.
Right.
I mean, 20 is a far cry from that. So what I'm nervous about is that these legislators who were on the fence, they're really predominantly Democrat legislators, but they to be fair though, they were a no vote, which is why it never got called, because Arasimowicz and Looney didn't have the numbers. Otherwise, believe me, this would have been called, you know, months, if not a year ago or,
right.
or longer, you
right.
know. But and the Democrats rule the roost. So they have the number, you know, they have the majority in both chambers, the House and Senate. So obviously, the rank and file of the Democrats weren't all on board with tolls. But now that we hear that there would be only 20, I shouldn't even say only, because
right. you know
20 is too many.
Right. Well, I think the taxpayers and voters now of Connecticut realize that the trust is completely broken.
Yeah.
So when they hear 20, I think they're realizing and can understand clearly it'll never stop at 20.
No,
that number
right.
will always continue to grow, just like trucks only tolling turned into, well, now we're going to toll everybody and their brother. So I think the people of Connecticut are waking up, finally realizing, and not to mention, look what just happened in October when people realized there's a grocery tax.
Yeah.
And
here's
now
my
people
fear,
are realizing
though.
It when they go to Dunkin' Donuts to go buy a coffee and a muffin.
Yeah.
And their deli and everywhere else in the grocery store.
Patrick, so here's my fear, okay? It may say 20 in the language of the bill to begin with, but you've got to look in more and deeper into the language that it could possibly read statutorily that within X amount of months or within a year, it could be a pilot program where in 2 years they can institute another 20 on top of the 20 that they already have, and that they can raise the fees arbitrarily at any time at the governor's will if the governor notices that there's a fiscal short or the state needs to raise revenue.
Well, Gary, on top of that, don't forget in one of the previous bills that they were trying to push through, it talked about a transportation authority that would
right.
have the power and ability to raise fees as necessary.
Just another layer of government.
Exactly. So not even elected officials. It would be some authority who's appointed by the governor who could just decide, hey, guys, raise the rate. I need more money. So, hey, guys, I need you all because you're all my buddies and I appointed you on the authority. Jack the price up. I need more money.
Yeah, you got to be careful. I mean, I hope these legislators read every single line of this entire bill. All right, so we're probably not looking at that to be proposed in a short session that, by the way, happens to be an election year for the very reasons that, Patrick, that you just mentioned a moment ago. So
exactly.
Therefore,
this is why people, you know, go to our website, No Toll CT. On it, you can easily find who your state representative is, who your state senator is, and take 2 seconds out of your day and make a phone call.
Yeah, you're absolutely
find
right.
Find those reps. They need to hear from their voters. If voters are silent, they're going to think everybody's okay with this.
That's true.
People have to get involved. I can't stress that enough. Get on our Facebook page. Get on our website. Join this grassroots movement. I mean, people want to finally save Connecticut. This is a huge step in doing that and really sending a message to our lawmakers saying, hey, we don't agree with your policies. We're going to vote you out. It's that simple.
And like I was saying, it may not be next year's short session because it's also an election year. What I'm fearful of and what I'm hearing rumblings of is a special session that could take place either the end of October or before Thanksgiving in November. And I say Thanksgiving because from Thanksgiving to New Year's is the holiday season. Very difficult to get people in for that. So there could be a special session specifically for tolls sometime within the next, let's say, 6 weeks or so. So
absolutely. And that's why people shouldn't wait. They can't sit on their hands. They need to make those calls. And Gary, you were up there. You were in Hartford. You know how this works.
Oh, yeah.
The
all too well.
He's calling people into his office.
Yep.
He's making closed doors deals right now. That's
absolutely.
That's why they haven't done anything with bonding yet. He's holding everyone hostage with money.
Lots of arm twisting. Listen, we have 10 seconds. What's your website again so people can go there and contact their state legislator really quick?
It's notollsct.org.